The whole Carmelite world rejoices today, other than the prophet Elias, who founded the original community at Mount Carmel in the Old Testament. And there were many prophecies concerning the New Testament and the Carmelite order in the future. And then St. Simon Stock, who brought the order over to Europe and then received the gift of the brown scapular from the Blessed Mother, that changed the whole outlook of the order. There is no greater saint in the family of Carmel than the saint whose feast we celebrate today, St. Teresa Almada de Avila, St. Teresa of Avila, born of a pious family, but fortunately, in a sense, they were descended just several generations before. She was born towards the first half of the 16th century. But they were converted Jews who had been converted to the Catholic faith, to Christ. And so this is something that went on in Spain a lot, and many people don't realize it. And so she began her life when she was about 5 or 6 years old. She had heard about the martyrs in Africa. The Muslims were killing people right and left, Catholics, of course. And so she took her little brother, who was several years younger, and told him, "We're going to go to Africa. We are going to die martyrs. And we're going to go see God." Because she knew you could not see God except in heaven. And then after a few hours, and it began to get dark, and the father and the mother worried, and there was no Teresa and the brother, so they started the whole neighborhood looking for them, and they had their own way of Amber Alert in those days, and they found them, and of course they brought them back. "Why did you do that?" "Because I want to see God." Well, that was the whole of her aspirations through all of her life. When she was a young teenager, her father put her in the Benedictine monastery, a school that was there in Avila. And then a few years later, she entered as a postulant and then a novice of the Carmelites at the wonderful Carmel of the Incarnation, which is still there today, which we have visited on several occasions. And thus began the glory of the life of this great mystic of the church and the first woman doctor of the church. And so, St. Teresa of Avila, she got the inspiration from God to go back to the original roots of Mount Carmel. The Carmel had become very worldly. They would have chocolate parties on Sunday afternoon. And of course, hot chocolate is a national drink of Spain. It had been brought over from the New World. And the best hot chocolate you can have in the world is in Spain. So they had hot chocolate parties. And the servants of the nuns came into the monastery with them. This was not what St. Simon Stock had envisioned. So she received the inspiration and then permission from both the king, King Philip at that time, Philip II, also the father general of the Carmelites, and the Holy Father, to begin a reform of Carmel. Before she died, she was to open 17 Carmels. In the meantime, she wrote many wonderful things, her autobiography, and many other things about the spiritual life, which I recommend highly. And she also had a very many friends that would come to see her in the cloister, even though there was a fence there that they could not even see each other. They could hear each other. Of course, among them was St. John of the Cross, who came to her for direction, and she directed him into founding the male part of the Descalced Carmelites, the Reformed Carmelites, and many, many others besides, too many to remember. But she also had a very good sense of humor. One day, some man, as he was traveling to Mount Carmel's. Some man was very rude to her, and she very simply responded to him, "May God repay you with the same courtesy that you have shown to me." And he was taken aback. And of course, a very powerful statement. If somebody is nasty to you, and you say that to them, they're very angry, even more than they were to begin with. And then another time, it was raining, the carriage wheel fell off, and they had to get her off the carriage. And as she was getting off the carriage, she fell off the carriage. And one of the things is, and why I wore this vestment, she carried the infant Jesus and a statue of the infant Jesus and a statue of St. Joseph with her everywhere she went. Anyway, she had both of the statues, and she fell flat face in the mud. And then she asked our Lord, because she was in continuous conversation with God, like probably none of us is. And she says, "Lord, why do you do this to me?" And he says, "Well, I chastise those who are my friends, those who are my loved ones." And she said, "Well then, Lord, no wonder you have so few friends." The Spanish humor is all throughout. She did many, many wonderful things. I could speak for hours, but we don't have hours, and my throat doesn't have hours. So I would recommend that you read about her, read her autobiography, and read her wonderful letters and the wonderful things that she did. She died around the year 1572, and even then there was a trick of God, because Pope Gregory the 13th had changed the calendar. He got rid of the very bad Julian calendar, which the Greeks still use, which is like 10 years behind, and he instituted his calendar, which we call the Gregorian calendar of Pope Gregory the 13th. That meant that there were 10 days that were lost. And so she died probably around October the 4th, but because of the Gregorian calendar, she died then, therefore, on October the 15th. And so we give thanks to God for this wondrous and glorious saint that he has given to Holy Mother, the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.